League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
Before turning on the mics for John and Lance, let's pause to remember what they said yesterday in the Veritex Community Bank Studios.
But if you just say slavery and just keep it moving, you might be okay.
The septum ring has turned into a real...
Nobody knew what they were doing. Nobody knew what they were talking about.
Well, speaking of not knowing what they were talking about, here comes John Clay Wolf hobbling in.
What's wrong with that?
More proof what a bad person you are. Nice job, Frank.
Nice job, Dr. Frank.
Yeah, nicely done.
Dr. Frank.
We have to start the show. For those of you that aren't on Twitch, you can't see it. But apparently, Lance got into a fight on the in the French Quarter.
How do you know this? Just by looking at this?
Because, yeah, your knuckles... are now all bruised up, like you got into, like that's somebody's tooth that was in your knuckle right there.
There's no skin here on this.
I know, there's no skin, you got nothing.
There's another fall. I decided to keep that quiet. I didn't want to mention it on the air.
No, wait.
I didn't have any idea.
Wait.
You just saw this.
I just saw it.
You had no idea.
No idea.
I don't know if Ballard somehow got a hold of you.
Wait,
I told him.
Wait, Ballard knows?
Against.
Let's get him on the show.
Against.
Let's get Ballard on.
You don't know his number.
I got to see if I've got his number, Ballard.
You don't have his number.
You have to come on to talk. Chris Ballard, I've got it.
Do you?
You want to come on to talk about Lance falling?
Oh, my God.
That's not about the biggest game of the year.
No.
About your buddy falling.
You know what? He won't come on to talk about the game or anything like that, but about me falling at the Sugar Bowl. Falling at the Sugar Bowl, he might come on. No, I'm telling you, if you actually sent a message,
I did. I just
he
sent
might
it to him.
Actually come on right now.
I got his number. What are
right
you crazy?
Now.
Okay. Are you going to tell the story?
Yeah, it's nothing great.
What do you mean it's nothing?
It's nothing
you, wait
great.
A minute. It involve another curb?
No, it was not a curb. It was just an unlevel floor. I mean,
you got to show Twitch your hand. It's like the two knuckles on the bottom by his pinky. And
no, there's no skin there anymore.
There's nothing. I mean, it's...
Yeah, there's no skin.
I mean, you sat down and I went, oh, my God.
You could tell right
it
away.
It was in a fight in the quarter. And you know what? You should have said...
I should have just said, I was, though, actually. yeah, I should have just said that. It's not great. I was walking to the quarter. I mean, not the quarter. I was walking to the game. I actually got to the game. I got through the big... They have a championship square where all the fans, you know... cheer for their cheerleaders, stuff like that. I'm walking through there to get to the Superdome. And I'm literally right there. I'm going up the – I'm leaving the championship square, going to the Super Bowl. And not Super Bowl, the
– Sugar Bowl.
The Sugar Bowl, the stadium. Now it's the Caesars Superdome. Hmm. Anyway, so I got these shoes on, these Adidas shoes that are
– They're the shoes' fault.
Well, the shoes are pretty cool, but they're like an inch higher than normal. So
are they the ones that Alyssa made fun of?
No.
Okay.
No. What does she know?
She's a young person.
Those are Colombian. Yeah. Those have the Colombian flag. Well,
she's
soccer
right.
Shoes.
She's right.
No.
Of course.
She started taking pictures of my shoe at the Christmas party. Like, what are you doing? Immediately
making fun of you.
Anyway, no. These are the ones that they're supposed to be running shoes. And they have a really high heel, almost like the Hoka stuff. And they're very cushiony. The most insane cushion I've ever seen. But But like it's you know, you're up high basically. And so I'm just walking, no big deal, minding my own business. Got an NFL like a jacket because it was getting a little cooler, so kind of like a little bit thicker, you know, jacket coat. And I walk and there's
how know, many people are it's filling up?
it's full. But luckily, I'm walking away from it.
Does anybody have video?
It's not a level. It's not a one of the bricks. You know, it's kind of like cobblestone, basically. Yeah. This area. And one of them is lower by about a good inch and a half.
Okay.
And I just step in a certain way where this shoe, which already it's prone to go left and right a little too easily.
Yeah.
I just go, and before you know it, I feel my left foot turns completely, and I feel myself running forward. And in slow motion, I'm thinking, I'm gonna
bite it.
Leap and fall again. I don't want to get hurt. And this is all going slow motion. Like, I don't want John to know. I don't want Dell to know. I don't want Ballard to know. I don't want to tell my wife. And as I'm falling forward, my phone goes flying. I guess I just instinctively let go. And I guess my hand hits down. And I'm immediately feeling, and as I'm rolling, I'm like, well, I better tuck, duck, and roll because I know I'm going to fall. So I better make it a good fall so I don't go on my face. And so I kind of turn sideways, roll, boom. Mm-hmm. And I hit my hip, my knee, my shoulder, and my right hand. Now, everything else is covered up.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't feel great. And then I kind of roll over, and I just hear, ooh, which is terrible because it's people. Oh, no. You okay? You okay? Most people just walk by me like because they don't care because humanity's like that. But these two Longhorn guys, a dad and his son, come running over like, you're all right, man? You okay? I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm okay. I'm okay. I'm just kind of sitting there, and I look at my hand, and a chunk of skin is gone. And I'm just thinking, oh, it's just bleeding. I don't know it's a chunk of skin. I'm just thinking, oh, I'm just going to need to get something on this because it's starting to bleed pretty good. And
let me ask you this, and maybe if you're out there, you're a Longhorn fan, and there were probably a lot of Longhorn people that were at the game. If you have video of this,
no,
there's a good chance have video of this. If you could send it to us at John Granato, at Del V2, at Lance Zerline.
I probably
Zerline.
Had 8 people see it, luckily.
Okay. Well,
I was like, literally
they might be listening right now. They might be listening right now. I would love to see that video.
They're going
to
send people, different people. Collapsing off of buildings and stuff like that is what they're going to send you. I already know.
No.
But let me just tell
somebody
you what happened.
Somebody might have video of this that we need to see.
You can see this is a nasty scab.
There's not even
that many people watching
now. That's all right.
So anyway, I get up and I'm like, okay, I need to get this blood, kind of dabbed down. And luckily, there's only probably 8 to 10 people that saw it. I was literally in the perfect place.
They might be listening right now, though.
I'm hoping not. And so I go in and go into the Superdome, and this lady immediately in the elevator of the press box, she goes, oh, baby, you need to go to first aid. And I'm like, I said, I'm fine. I just need to get a paper towel or something. She goes, I don't know. First aid is right here. Why don't you just go out there and go to first aid? No, I didn't go to first aid.
You needed to go.
That's an admission that
I
lost. I
would love if Ballard was there seeing you walking out of first aid.
That's an admission that I lost.
Okay.
I would never go to first aid. It would have to be bad for me
to
go to first aid.
Was Ballard there?
No, he wasn't there.
He wasn't there.
He wasn't there. He's the one that when I had that Liz Frank in my
foot. How does he know you fell?
Because I had to tell him. Because when I had the Liz Frank in my foot, you know what he did?
What?
I got out of that when I was in Mobile. That time when I was chasing the purse snatcher down and got hurt.
You know how I know that story is such a lie?
Yeah.
Who says purse snatcher?
Yeah.
I chased a purse snatcher down. No one says purse snatcher
because
down.
Because no one does that anymore, Dell.
You didn't do it either.
No one has the heart to do it.
What, and to I chase did. Purse snatchers?
Yeah, I chased
Now we
down.
Just let them. Otherwise, we're going to get fired.
And
we have to let them go.
A foot injury that involved
that's true.
A big boot for 2 months. But anyway, as soon as I get it back from the doctor, from the emergency care, and I've got a boot on and all this stuff, I get out of the car. And all of a sudden, I hear, that's terrible. And Ballard's got his phone up. He's taking pictures of me immediately so he can send to other scouts he knows. Like, no. Thank God that I said no whenever they asked me if I wanted that Neely, the little Neely wagon. You want to get that wagon where you can kneel on it? And I'm like, hell no. I don't want that here at the Senior
yes,
Bowl.
Yes, yes.
So anyway, it's just, I had literally the entire night I have to kept changing napkins because what I realized soon is that, okay, well, this skin is completely gone. Like, it's to the bone. So basically, I'm to the meat. So I should have, this is probably really infected by now, but I just kept putting napkins on it the whole night.
Napkins?
No.
Yeah, I just kept doing this and just had bloody napkins all over the place.
You didn't get peroxide, anything on that?
No, I didn't go to Dell. I was not going to.
You were not going to what?
I was
clean
not
your wound?
Go to first aid and take the loss.
What? You've already taken a loss.
I didn't take a loss. If you don't go to first aid, you don't lose.
No, you know what the loss is?
That's an admission
you
of.
You fell from walking and bruised yourself.
Well,
that's the loss.
It's because of the shoes and the floor. Stop. It was because of the.
You're blaming shoes and
uneven.
It was uneven.
Because of the uneven thing.
You sound like you're 70.
I know. I was like, how did I fall down? I mean, this is ridiculous.
So are we sure that because of his jinxing University of Texas that Nicole didn't have some part in all of these wounds he has?
You think this is fresher than he. They sang? You think she?
No, she told me she was embarrassed. I felt she goes, I'm so embarrassed for you.
well, as she should
I'm
be.
I'm sure she is.
Wouldn't talk
and,
to me.
Yeah,
she wouldn't talk
deservedly
to me.
Deservedly so.
She didn't go to the game. I had a press pass. She didn't go to the game.
Should we call anybody? Are you okay? Do you need to make some kind of gesture to us that you're safe?
He wasn't even there.
Are you okay?
No, he's saying maybe you got it when you got home.
Yeah.
Oh, no. This is, unfortunately, I wish. This is a. This is a real injury on the ground by the Superdome.
Yeah.
It's worse. Yeah.
Well, I don't know the stats, Lance, but I got to imagine men being abused by their wives is underreported.
Now, she emotionally abuses me during long
verbally,
games.
Verbally,
certainly. When she A, won't answer phone calls, won't answer texts, nothing. She's so convinced I'm a jinx, she wouldn't answer call at halftime. She wouldn't answer calls before the game. She would, except for me when I told her I fell, and then she goes, "I'm so embarrassed for you," and she already was upset that I was calling before the game. She is just convinced that I jinxed the Longhorns, but it's not me. Ted Cruz was there. It cannot be me.
Ted Cruz was there. In all fairness,
yeah, I want to point out that this is a woman who, as we well know, it's well documented. Went through bone on bone on her knee to run the marathon, thanks to QC Kinetics.
Right.
And he can't walk from his hotel to the Superdome without hurting himself.
It's embarrassing.
She can make it to Berlin for a marathon.
The shoes are too high.
And you can't make it from your hotel to the Caesars Superdome.
The shoes are too high.
The shoes are too high.
You weren't walking in heels.
Wow.
To be fair, you
were wearing a different pair of shoes the last time you fell.
This time I seriously thought, like,
no,
I may not be able to wear these
blink
anymore.
Blink twice if you're in trouble, okay,
I'm fine.
At home.
The only trouble I'm in is that I just shouldn't have fallen there. As I'm falling, I'm like, what in the world is happening? It's all going slow motion. I'm like,
do you need a scooter?
How is this happening?
Do you think he needs, like, a scooter?
I don't need a scooter.
Are you sure?
Well, no, one of those canes with four legs on it.
With the tennis balls? He can go.
Well, that's different.
That's what you
no,
want?
That's
a walker.
I'm talking about just a cane.
Oh, a cane, okay.
With four, you know.
Oh, okay.
Not just a, yeah.
Oh,
a regular cane would slip out.
Yeah.
He needs the four-prong cane.
Okay.
As he can walk along.
You know what I need? I need one of those, things that they used to do where you get on them and you, like Paul Blart had. The mall cop, what were they called?
No, you'd kill yourself.
You want a Segway?
Yeah, I want a Segway.
No way.
You can't walk, let alone a Segway.
I just need a skateboard.
See him on a Segway?
I just need a skateboard.
He died.
No, a skateboard. Okay. Mm. All right, 7:13.
The skateboard would for sure.
When we come back, a lot of Texans questions to be answered, and we will.
And D'Amico answered some of them.
And some of them he did. We will talk about it on the other side. An interesting question came up this morning on Twitter, and we'll talk about that. Right now, I'm talking about Home Bank. I'm talking about a bank that is here for you, a bank that has been around forever, like 115 years. Home Bank has been around. Not these people, per se. As a matter of fact, they don't have anyone that works there that's 115 years old. But they do have experience, a lot of experience. And they got local bankers. These are all, they're local people with local knowledge. And that means they can help you out. Do you have a small business and you're having problems with your checking account? Personalized checking. Are you like, it doesn't suit me, this personalized checking that I've got right now? Well, Home Bank, check them out because there's a good chance that they've got the personalized or business checking that you could do you need. How about this? An annual percentage yield of 5.45% on a 9-month CD. Or you can also take advantage of 5.25 APY on a 14-month CD. The minimum balance is $2,500. These rates are impressive. They're great. If you're looking for a great way to let your money work for you, it's all it is $2,500. You want to put more than that into it and get 5.45% or 5.25% back on your money. It's a great opportunity. You got local, you got bankers in River Oaks, Sugar Land, Gulf Freeway, Clear Lake, Friendswood, home24bank.com. Good for business, good for life. Home Bank, member FDIC.
ESPN 97.5, the only Houston sports station with a bidet.
And the bidet, is it in good working order, the bidet?
Back to the Veritex Community Bank Studios and your daily distraction from the horrific reality of your very existence. Man, I didn't know it was that bad. But hey, it's John and Lance.
So this is kind of a weird way to start, but it kind of puts, I'm going to put a value on CJ. It's interesting in Twitter, for some reason, Manny had some kind of a post yesterday talking about CJ Stroud and what you could get for him. Jeremy Fowler.
What you could get for him?
Yes. Jeremy Fowler from ESPN reported this morning that Justin Fields is worth a second or third round pick in a trade.
Right. I think that's accurate.
And this Alex H-Town critic said this. What would C.J. Stroud be worth if the Texans put him on the trade market?
Oh, just a hypothetical? I mean,
he'd number be, one. Okay, if you had the number one overall pick, is he going to be better than Caleb Williams? Is he?
Yeah, I think so.
I think he is too.
I think so. I don't have as much confidence in Caleb Williams. You know, I didn't have as much going into the season as other people did. Just watching him last year when I was watching Jordan Addison tape, I was like, I didn't see this incredible generational guy. And I talked to a front office head of college scouting who said, "Oh no, he's pretty special." And this guy was really, really high on him, but this one he was playing better football too. Yeah.
Well,
I think this was before the Oregon game. Before the Colorado game, when we thought that was a big game, when it was really just a game between a disappointing quarterback and a team that was about to go in a complete. I mean, Oregon completely emasculated Colorado, and they never recovered. So that didn't end up being a big game. But that's what this guy has seen a really good quarterback before, and he's like, well. I don't want to say who it is, but yeah, I don't see that with him. But C.J. Stroud, I already know what I have.
You have a year of a guy who has been spectacular.
The Bears would trade you both of their first rounders and a future first for C.J. Stroud.
They would trade you three firsts. Because with all of these quarterbacks that we've got, I don't know who's going to be the best. And we talked about this yesterday. There's so many guys that have the potential to be the best in this draft. C.J. Stroud has done it at the NFL level, at the highest level, and he's got his team on the verge of a playoff spot.
Yeah, already.
Would Bryce Young be a guy that
he'd
you would?
He'd get a first.
He'd get a first?
Yeah, probably. I mean, it'd have to be a team that really needs quarterback and it says, okay, we've got a support system. We had a really high grade on him. They would have had a really high grade on him. You know, you look at Bryce Young, it's one of two things. And it could be both, but... You got one of two things. I had a pretty interesting conversation with somebody from the NFC who we were talking about Bryce Young. And I remember this guy didn't really like Bryce Young. And I called, we were talking about stuff before we got off the air. Oh, I was at the Texas game against. And before we got off the phone, he said, "Hey, you see how Bryce Young is playing? The guy just can't. He just doesn't hold up as well. He's not as coachable from what I'm hearing," which I'd never heard that before.
And all of those things were what was rumored about CJ.
Yeah, and he said, you know, apparently he's having some trouble taking coaching. And so anyway, this as we're talking, you know, there were teams. See, teams don't play this game. Teams have an opinion, and they don't care what you say, what Twitter says, what Dan Orlovsky says. They watch a game, and if they think a quarterback's at the – like, I can't tell you how many times over the years there's been a guy who's considered a first-round pick and maybe is going to be a first-round pick, and a scout has said, "I got a third on him." because they don't care. They don't care where the guy's going to get drafted. They care what they think. And if they don't think the guy's going to be a big-time player, like if they think C.J. Stroud would be an average, or Bryce Young is going to be an average NFL starter, that's a 62 in my world. Well, 62 is like a third-round pick.
Yeah.
And so if you didn't really believe in Bryce Young, but the thing is, somebody's going to have a high grade on him from when he came out, and they'll still believe in him, and they'll still have 4 years with him. They would, somebody would give up a first for Bryce Young.
Right, well, and listen, he had Frank Reich, and he still he didn't get it done.
Bad offensive line right now.
Yes, and but in the right situation, did you see Jonathan Gannon said we've got our number one guy. We Kyler Murray is our franchise quarterback, so we can stop all this talk about who they're going to draft.
I think that is, though. I think that is. I mean, he came back. You know, if he doesn't come back, I don't know about it. But he came back. I do think that they.
Well, didn't he almost have to?
Well, yeah, that's what I mean. He almost had to keep things there. But I think he may have played himself into staying in Arizona.
Yes, I think so, too. Do you agree a second or a third for Justin Fields?
Yeah, I do.
I think he'll get a second.
I think a second.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think a second. But he's only got 1 year left on his contract. So you got to make a decision. 2 years if you pick up the fifth-year option, which you would.
You got to do that right away. Right.
So you have 2 years for him. And I don't think it's – and I actually think he does get dealt. And the reason I say that is Bears are going to have the first pick. I think Bears take a quarterback.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think you deal – him and you try to get a two and a I think you try to get a two and a three or two twos, you know, the match. Match I've got two twos.
DJ Moore made the case that he wants he thinks Justin Fields will be just fine. And, you know, he's shown flashes. He really has shown flashes. Justin Fields may get it someday in this league.
I know, but you can't give him a second contract with he may get it. You know what I mean?
What could you get for that first pick in Caleb Williams? If you're the Bears, which you need a lot of stuff.
You get a lot, but you're Ryan Poles. You're going into year three. You need players. You need guys who can win.
Yeah.
Like you can't keep building for the future like the Browns did. Remember when Sashi kept parlaying?
Yeah, right.
Because you're right. He could keep adding.
But Justin Fields is better than anything Sashi had when he was there.
The Browns.
Yeah,
Justin is, but I don't think Justin's a winner at the highest level. Like you can't fall in love with average, and he's just very average.
He's either spectacular or he's really bad. He was pretty good the other day.
He is, but those flashes are what will get you.
I saw a report the Giants cannot take Michael Penix because Evan Neal is so bad because he'd be his blind side blocker. Mm-hmm. You can't draft a quarterback because you don't have a right tackle.
That's the dumbest thing. That's,
I saw something far more funny that the Giants won't draft Michael Penix because he wears a do-rag and he was shouting out his homies in jail after the game, and that's not something the Mariners are down with. It was obviously someone joking, but they're like, Giants fans, wipe him off your board. No way the Mariners are doing that.
They're okay with their daughter being a...
Listen, back in the day, Bob McNair, you think he'd draft a quarterback that was shouting out his prison homies?
They're okay with their granddaughter being a hacker.
That's a TV show. That's a TV show.
Oh, yeah. But she was killed anyway. Don't speak ill.
The spider tattoo? No. There's two of them.
There's two daughters. They're both actresses.
Oh, but the one was killed.
One had the big spider tattoo.
Yeah,
they can't be happy about
it's
that.
It's a remake of a remake.
Did you see what she did to that one guy who abused her?
Yes, he physically abused her, but that's a movie. That's not real.
Oh.
What's real is Michael Penix after the game shouting out his homies.
What about the one that died with the train hitter?
That's not real either. She's alive with kids and a husband in real life.
Oh,
not real.
We got video of you falling down.
That's not me.
That is God.
That's the person.
Carrying popcorn?
That's the person. Now, that's actually not inaccurate with how the fall looked, except mine was much sooner. That was my mobile fall. The one this time, I realized, and I'm like, I'm going down early. I'm not going to cause any more. Michael Penix was shouting out homies in jail.
After the game, he did all the thanking people, thanking his Lord and Savior. And at the very end, he says, free somebody. Somebody's in jail.
Oh.
And the mayor's, that's not a mayor. I don't think the mayor's will be down.
Well, but somebody just.
Just some random person.
Is this the shoe you were wearing?
No, those are the ones that used to. Wow, Tony put that out there. Yeah. I remember those. Those are the ones that are supposed to make you dunk because they elongate
What is that thing on the bottom of the shoe?
It's got like a platform on the front of it.
Yeah.
And then your heel hangs off. And so it used to elongate your calves. It's supposed to create you're supposed to become a better leaper back in the day with those. That's Well, speaking of, did you see the video of the Washington players? I'll say I need to just tell Longhorn fans this. Listen, this is I think it's kind of weird, but the Longhorns have the really, I think probably other than Miami, the only iconic hand gestures now. It used to be Cougars had U of H, TCU, Baylor. I knew all of them. Rice, even though nobody would know it.
Whoop.
The Aggies have the thumbs up. Texas Tech has guns up.
Yeah.
Like, for whatever reason, the Southwest Conference had a bunch of hand signs.
Yeah.
Always. But the only one that's really, truly iconic and used all the time is the horns. And so every fan base, like Washington has no – have they ever even played Texas, Washington? I don't know.
Yes, they played in the bowl game last year, didn't they?
Oh, was it last year?
Didn't they just play last year?
Oh, they did. Well, was it with Tom?
Well, they
I guess they did.
They played every year in the San Diego Bowl.
The Drew Locke game, right?
No, that's Missouri. Didn't they play last year and, like, Worthy dropped how many passes? Wasn't that against Washington last year?
Was it? Well, they must have met in San Diego one year when Texas went every year to
the Holiday Bowl.
The Holiday Bowl.
Yeah, I guess that's probably true.
Yeah, they played in the Texas Bowl last year. Or was it the Alamo Bowl? They played in the Alamo Bowl last year.
Did they? No one saw it.
No,
that was unknowable, though.
Yeah.
No, it's on the internet.
That's,
no bowls matter anymore.
No one can possibly
find
that.
Honestly, if you're not in the Final Four, your bowl doesn't count, and it doesn't matter
anymore. It was just the appetizer last year. It's what we saw this year.
Well,
was it?
I know this. I know this.
Yes,
much.
Penix was
Who
there.
Who won?
The players.
Washington again.
So everyone in the stands.
We should have known.
Yeah.
If only we knew.
Everyone in the
stands.
Yeah, if only that information had been available to the public. Everyone in the stands is horns down. Everyone on every play is horns down, horns down. Now, you do that in a gang. You know, you do the. I saw somebody do the slime on the field because there are more bloods in the NFL than anyone ever. But I saw somebody do a slime down, which is more of a crip move, and I was just thinking, is that like, can you do that without any kind of heat coming your way? You do the horns down stuff, which you always see across, and it doesn't matter. You can be, okay, Oklahoma, my wife said, you know, this makes me so mad. Oklahoma, they have a right to do it. She's like, they can do that. But no, Iowa State.
Everybody does
Iowa
it.
Iowa State. But no matter who the Wyoming fans can do it. It doesn't matter when the opposing fan is on TV, they're going to do it. Miami gets some of those
everybody
down.
Does.
They get a lot of use down too.
Miami hasn't played,
everybody.
Miami hasn't played Rutgers in over a decade. And at the when they got the onside when they stopped them on the final drive, the Rutgers kid threw the U down. I'm like, what? Okay, sure.
I know.
Went U down?
But
yeah.
Did you see
like,
when
okay,
Washington
sure.
the Washington kids and say everyone pointed at this player for yelling at them like. You're, what a classless man, and his kid is there, and these are just college kids. I was at that game. I can tell you this. There was the good hands thing, I don't know if y'all saw this, or the good rewards or good behavior or something. No. There are all these different players from different teams.
Right.
And Allstate was honoring the good rewards or the good, you know, if you did good deeds. It was a good deeds All-American team or something like that.
Okay.
And it's these players you never heard of. And all of a sudden, I hear everyone booing. Everyone in the stands starts booing. I'm like, how are they booing these kids who are good deeds things? And then I notice because they're walking off. I'm like, why are they booing these guys? They leave. And it's an Oklahoma fan doing – I mean, it's an Oklahoma player doing horns down to the entire stadium, which is about 75,000 people there, or a good 70,000 people there were Longhorns. He's doing horns down to all of them running off the field, and they're boo! And he's doing it in like a 50-yard
so
slow
all
trot.
Of his good deeds are punished now.
But Washington players after the game ran over to the Longhorn fans, and they were doing that, and Longhorn fans were getting
Why are you surprised
pissed.
At this?
Well, I'm just telling Longhorn fans, this is literally never going to stop for you. Like Longhorns got called in because I know this is going to bother him. He'll say it won't. But because it kind of, in a way, I'm like, I don't know why it bothers me. I don't really care except for the fact I'm thinking, wait a minute, you don't even play this team.
It doesn't matter. When you're playing
rival,
them, your hands
You're right.
Down.
You're horns down.
Down.
Every single team.
All right, we got
to
break.
You do it all the time.
I never do this.
You're doing
never,
it now.
I never, ever, ever do
you
that.
You do it now. You're doing it
I'm
all the time.
I'm doing that. I love the University of Texas. Why would I do
at
something
some,
like that?
Adele, at some point, we have to play You can't do.
What is that?
You don't.
No, see, that's, oh, he's the that's you terrible. Down. You know, you don't know anything. You don't do that. You do, yeah, it's the that's whole it. Hand. You down. There you go.
You go up and then you go down. Yeah. That's how you're supposed to do it. By the way, did you,
you
guys,
down.
Did you guys see Jim Harbaugh's
isn't,
dad?
Wait, don't start
isn't Alonzo your friend?
Can we break it here?
Isn't talk Alonzo about your friend?
Yes, he is. Okay. Love Alonzo. He's here, too, by the way. Time to you to talk about tequila.
Well, good. I've been wanting to talk about tequila because tequila makes your life better. I'd like to see what happens if, you know, sometime people make those brandy, you know, those desserts with brandy and then they flambé it or you know, there's different. It's a bourbon cake, or how can we start doing some tequila dishes? Can we start doing some tequila desserts? I mean, why not? It's smooth, it's delicious. There's a hint of sweetness with Maestro de Bell. I can't say that for all the other. I can't make that claim necessarily for other tequilas, but I can't tell you that Maestro de Bell is going to be smooth. There's going to be a hint of sweetness, and it's never going to be harsh on your palate or harsh when you swallow. You don't ever have that. Oh man. It's going to be a very delicious flavor because of the way it is aged, because of the way it is created, the ingredients. It's really phenomenal. And 11 generations have been working on this over the decades in Tequila, Mexico. And what you get, the end result, is truly phenomenal. Make sure that you check out Maestro de Bell. There's about 6 different types of tequilas to choose from. Go find one that's right for you. Wherever fine liquors are sold, it's Maestro de Bell.
Thank you for listening to ESPN 97.5. It means the world.
A whole new world, a dazzling place I never knew.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance and the same 5 guys who always call. Oh, yay.
Well, one of those guys that always... Well, we got 2 guys. It's not... Longhorn Scott doesn't come. But I'm sure he wants to weigh in on this horns down. Longhorn Scott joining us. And he represents all Longhorns.
All Longhorn fans.
All Longhorn fans. Longhorn. He is all Longhorn fans. Longhorn
yeah.
Scott.
Well, when we... Okay.
Yeah, Scott.
You know, like if Texas, if yes, when we vote, like when we vote, we have delegates, right?
Right. He's a delegate. He's the Longhorn.
From the great University of Texas, the university that has spawned Ricky Williams, Earl Campbell, maybe DeBakey. I don't know if DeBakey went there.
Vince Young,
the great Joe Jamail, the University of Matthew McConaughey, the Minister of Culture. The university, and you know how they do that, and yeah. They say all of our votes go to, and it's Longhorn Scott who does that when he speaks for the university.
And here he is, Longhorn Scott.
Yes, I am ubiquitous. No, not really. You know, Lance, the Colts right. I mean, that the horn. Here's the deal: the Hornstown is something that OU has always done. And it certainly it is the most quintessential OU thing ever, right? Void of any kind of creativity, because it's like, hey, listen, guys, I got a great idea, right? Here's what we're going to do. So their deal is they put the horns up. Now, follow me. What we're going to do is we're going to take their symbol, and we're going to point it down. How great is that? Am I right? Anyway, so that's the quintessential OU thing. But they've been doing it forever. As dumb as it is, like, that's their deal. So in the early 2000s, When the Horns and Sooners both got it going and it was regularly a top 10 matchup every year, you started getting a lot more eyeballs, you know, the gambling explosion, all this stuff. And then now everyone starts to do it. And so here we are, you know, 20 some odd years later, and it has just become to the point where A&M's playing Oklahoma State the other night and losing again, of course, by the way, to a not great Oak State team. And, you know, some schleppy Aggies doing it. You're like, bro. How much space in your brains do we own? A lot, apparently. But yeah, it's a quintessential OU thing. It is quintessentially, it is like the embodiment of what OU is, void of any creativity. And furthermore, it's theirs, though. It's just like the T-SIP deal. When I hear a Baylor person or a Tech person say something like, call us T-SIPs, I'm like, look, dude, that's the Aggies deal. Stop stealing from the Aggies. I mean, the only thing more ridiculous than wanting or aspiring to be a Sooner or an Aggie is just merely stealing from them. I mean, get your own material.
Well, we can all use T-SIP. Why can't we? And Horns Down. I mean, I think, Scott, I think that now it's public domain.
We can all use it.
Yes, it's public domain, okay?
But nobody does LSU down.
The SIPs.
I did hear some students stole stuff from NEC, from Texas, stole stuff from LSU. That's public domain, too.
Bleep.
Yes.
Is it more offensive because of the F word, or is it because the two schools, now that Texas is using it, are promoting bestiality?
There's a lot of people who don't know what NEC is. Yeah, they probably shouldn't know.
Yeah, but are the kids on their way? Are they back in school?
Most of them.
Probably, yes.
Yeah, most of them are on their way to school.
I don't know.
The kids don't need to know what NEC is.
I don't know if any of us do.
No, I don't.
So you think, back to Longhorn Scott, you believe that people, that this is, this now is the right in the domain. It's public domain.
It's public domain.
Okay.
It is. It's public domain now. It's just like Mickey Mouse, and you can use him as a slasher.
You can
movie.
Do that.
Does this mean that everybody, this Longhorn Scott and the Texas Longhorns, have they always been right, though, that they're in your head so much that you don't do this about anyone else, but
no.
They are the ones that bother you so much that you do this? Or is it because you know that it bothers them so much?
That I think it's.
And when I say them.
Those people.
Well,
Longhorn Scott.
Representative.
Yeah. No. The delegate from the University of Texas. I think it's some of both. You know, the University of Texas has been, it's got its nose in the air for all of these years, and you want to bring them down a step. That's all.
You do the hand thing.
You do the hand thing, and you call them tea sips because, they sip on tea because they're so.
Sorry, I'm while you're doing the whole Longhorn thing, I'm now reading the lyrics for Neck.
Okay. Don't read.
I miss
now. Now all the kids are on their phones.
I forgot.
What's Neck?
I said F word. It's not the F word. It's the S of that that particular appendage, and then they drop the B word after it.
Yes.
Huh.
Yeah.
Who came up with this song?
I don't know why.
Where did this song come from?
Who
song
started by doing that to the tiger?
Who decided that was what we wanted to have happen? Yeah. The song is by Jay DeWizard.
Okay. I don't. Whatever.
That's obviously probably a Baton Rouge rapper.
Yeah, it goes Wizard Gang AOO, and then it goes S that.
Tiger.
So it's very quickly into the song.
For some reason, the delegate from College Station is not all that thrilled with the delegate from Austin.
Really,
Jackie?
Uh huh. What did the delegate from?
I don't know. The word douche nozzle is in here.
Oh,
okay. Wow.
So the delegate from Bryan College Station has weighed in on the delegate.
If there are any other delegates who may have spent time in Lubbock or Fort Worth, please do call in. We're waiting. I mean, even Houston. I'm sure you've got thoughts on the delegate from Austin.
What about the delegate from Houston, Gilbert?
Well,
see what he thinks about the
University of Houston?
No. From Clay Road. The delegate from Clay Road.
I'm going to predict he's going to say Texans are going to win the Super Bowl.
Ooh, what? Gilbert, let's see. He wants to talk about the Texans. Gilbert, are the Texans going to win this week?
Did you tell him he missed Rashi coming over to sign his autograph at the party?
Well, that would have been a lie. So
Rashi and Jennifer Reina both stopped by.
Oh, that didn't wake him up. So he's asleep.
He's asleep. Okay. All right, we'll break it here. And when we come back, we actually will talk about the Texans game.
Aren't you excited?
I am excited about this game. And it's a Saturday night. How about that? We'll do that.
Excited about it? You could be in the playoffs.
I know. How about that? No, this is a playoff game. It's a playoff game.
This is the playoff game. This is the wild card game.
This is a wild card game. Absolutely.
That's true.
We start the playoffs a week early. Next on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We got weights in fish.
We got weights in fish.
There we go.
Veritex Community Bank Studios. It's John and Lance and the same five guys who always call. Oh, yay.
745 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. All right, let's talk about this game. First of all, D'Amico is really worried about Jonathan Taylor. Okay? Dell, number five. D'Amico, here is D'Amico. talking about Jonathan Taylor. Oh, Jonathan Taylor obviously is Jonathan Taylor, and but they also, you know, Zach Moss got hurt, and they,
so Trey Sermon is running.
Trey
now.
Sermon is running.
Former Sooner, who, by the way, at some point has probably done a horns down. Sam Ellinger is on that team. I wonder if there's ever been any fisticuffs.
He had 17 carries for 88 yards, did Sermon, in the win over Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
And a 27-yard run to set up a late field goal against Las Vegas. So, Trey Sermon, their running game is really, really good. Here's D'Amico talking about it.
Jonathan, really dynamic player. And you talk about a guy who, the way he runs the ball, he just continues to stay after it. And you can't think that one guy is going to get him down. Right? He's going to continue to move forward, continue to run his feet. He's a very tough runner, physical runner, also has the speed, just dynamic player in all phases. In the passing game, when they're getting the ball out to him on checkdowns, he's able to turn those checkdowns into explosive pass plays for them. And so when it comes to that, like as a defense, guys have to be in position. You have to be ready to tackle him because he is a physical player. And it's knowing it's not going to take just one guy to get Jonathan down because he's such a strong runner. Right? It's going to take everybody.
So where do the Texans rank against the run this year?
They're really good. We've done this before. I think they're like 9.
They are 3rd in the league.
Oh, 3rd. Yeah, that's right.
Well, actually, they're tied for 3rd at 88.5. Mm-hmm. 88.5. They actually has given up exactly the same number as the San Francisco 49ers.
I don't think the Texans are going to change how they play, but you know, what I do think is you may see more run blitzing. You may see maybe them sneak Petrie. I think Petrie could spend a lot more time just around the line of scrimmage, which he does that anyway. But
yeah, but then which leaves them open to play.
Yeah, but
action.
If Gardner Minshew beats you, he beats you.
I don't want Jalen Petrie following.
The problem
somebody.
Is Jonathan Taylor and the running game can control a game. Like you got to be careful because if you can't stop the run,
which they did
you're
in the first
done.
Game. Now the first game has nothing to do with this game because. But well, I will say this. I will say this, and D'Amico talked about it, and CJ said we're both totally different teams. But, you know, CJ was pretty good.
Well, he had a big second half.
Yeah.
He had a big second half. And he was accused of – it was a lot of people looked at it as it was a stat padding.
I disagree. They were still in that football game.
Well, had they scored, it would have been a one
He threw for 384.
Mm-hmm. But I think 220 were in the second half.
And? I don't care.
Well, I mean,
they
I
were
don't
still
know.
Actually in the
like,
game.
I didn't feel like. I mean, when you look back at it, it kind of speaks to. I remember Tank Dell had a couple really good catches, before a touchdown. I think there's two big differences here. Anthony Richardson is not playing, although I remember thinking, I don't know if the Colts win that with Anthony Richardson, but Gardner Minshew completed everything. Yeah. I don't remember Gardner Minshew making a mistake. Anthony Richardson ran the ball well while he was in. Then the running game got going. Remember, Jonathan Taylor wasn't there.
Minshew was 19 for 23 for 171 yards on a touchdown.
Yeah, I just remember him not missing.
He was really good.
Uh-huh.
And he's been good.
I would tell you he is.
Are they better off right now with Minshew playing quarterback than Anthony Richardson?
They don't think so.
They don't, but they're maybe wrong.
Maybe. Well, Richardson would have had a whole year to learn the position. And Richardson is a dynamic player from a running standpoint, too. I think Minshew gives you a better chance to win in a single-game scenario, except for the fact that he also has that lower floor. So in any given game, he can really hurt his own team with mistakes. And I've seen some games where he just couldn't get off the primary receiver. He couldn't get through progressions. Like Gardner Minshew, he's a fun little story and everything, and the mustache and the hair or whatever. But Gardner Minshew is he's a backup quarterback. At the end of the day, he's a good backup. He's one of the better backup quarterbacks in the league. I mean, look at the Colts are playing for a playoff spot with him, and they're at home. But I'm telling you, they're not just watching a lot of Colts and a lot of Texans. The Texans are a better team. The Texans don't necessarily have a better defensive line than the Colts do, and the Colts have a better offensive line, so they're going to win the trenches, but they're built to win the trenches. There's two things you have to do. C.J. Stroud has to have a big game. I mean, he and Nico Collins, and there's no lockdown corners for the Colts. So there's nobody that's going to shut Nico Collins down. But the other thing is either Dalton Schultz, the Texans need to be able to run the ball. And the Colts, you can run the ball on the Colts. You just have to commit to it. You can run the ball in the Colts. Now, Grover.
They did not run the ball at all in the first game.
No, no, no. But that was a different. That was a different team. Motor wasn't. Hey, how about this? This gives me a good chance to bring this up. Dalvin Cook was cut by the Colts because they want to give him a chance to catch on in the playoffs. I think it's a long shot with the Texans, but it's a great fit with the Texans. And I'll tell you why. He's a three-down running back. He is an outside zone running back, which is what the Texans like to do a lot, which is not a fit for Damian Pierce. Now, you basically are if you add Cook would have to go to a team that there may be other teams who would rather have, Dalvin Cook that he would rather go to, but Dalvin Cook would be a fit for the Texans. He's on waiver wire right now, and he is somebody after waiver wire that I would be interested in if I'm the Texans because he gives you an option out of the backfield. He gives you a cut-and-go runner who can get chunk plays. That is somebody I actually – I don't typically – players who are cut and everyone wants to add them to the local team, whether it's Astros or Texans or Rockets or whatever, I usually don't get into that because they get cut for a reason. Dalvin's one of those guys that actually fits. He's 28 years old. I would consider Dalvin Cook if I were the Texans. In fact, I would seek out Dalvin Cook. And I don't often say that, but he's such a he's so uniquely suited for what the Texans are doing over Damian Pierce that I would rather have because you got to have somebody who can create chunk plays. Without Tank Dell, you can't just – you've already seen march, field goal. March, field goal. You need somebody who can slash and get you 17 yards on a run. And that's not going to be Damian Pierce.
No, but it is Singletary.
Yeah, it is Singletary. And so why not have another Singletary there? I'm just saying, I can't care about Damian Pierce's feelings. I'm trying to get another playmaker out on the field.
Yeah.
So I would consider Dalvin Cook if I were the Texans. There's nothing. Oh, what if he has a bad attitude? Who cares? It's if you make the playoffs, it's for one, maybe two games, whatever. Who cares?
Yeah.
I'd even bring him in this week. I'd call right. I'd get your ass in here. We may use you on.
Is that his problem? He has a bad attitude?
No, I don't think so, but I know he wasn't happy. I mean,
well, no, he wasn't happy.
The head
there,
coach but he said he wasn't happy because he wasn't getting the would play.
Now, the story around it is he's been released so he can sign with a contender. Would he consider the Texans a contender?
I mean, if he's smart, Del. Did you see? They had the one of the most respectable losses of playoff teams against the Ravens.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at the 49ers and Dolphins, very respectable loss. They've beaten Jacksonville before.
Mm-hmm.
They beat the Steelers, who are a really good
Panthers.
Team.
They lost the Panthers.
In a way.
No,
then you
did.
They were not at full strength.
Just think if they hadn't lost to the Panthers.
They weren't at full strength. They weren't at full strength.
There's no way to prove
they dominated,
it. No, I saw it. The game was
they
on.
They dominated the Titans. They swept the Titans.
Thank
you.
You.
Saw
that's
Wagner.
Correct.
Yep. They swept the Titans.
Sweeping. She was sweeping.
They beat Joe Burrow. They beat Joe Burrow.
Which Cal should probably do the sweeping.
They beat Kenny Pickett, which is not. They beat Kenny Pickett, not Mason Rudolph. Not well. It's harder beating Mason Rudolph.
Well, it is harder to beat Mason Rudolph. By the way, there is a controversy brewing there. He could have played. He says he could have played last week,
Pickett.
And they went with Rudolph. Yeah, and
hey,
and,
shut up, Kenny. We're trying not to embarrass you.
And he's even better this week. And no, we're going with Mason.
I mean.
Kenny,
you know what to tell you, Kenny. He gives us a better chance to win.
They're trying to help.
We got to win this week.
They're not doing it to say, well. They're trying to help you, Kenny, by telling people that you're not healthy. Because the other option is we think the third string quarterback's better than you.
We think the guy who's been here for four years.
Make no mistake, though, they won that game. Did you watch that game? They ran right down the Seahawks' throat.
Oh, my god!
They crushed. That offensive line destroyed the Seahawks.
Warren and Najee Harris. Najee Harris' best game of the year.
That's his first 100-yard game. First of the year.
Yeah, well, I believe that.
Yeah. His first 100-yard game of the year. And Warren was great, too.
Think about the quarterbacks, depending on how things work out.
Well, so you're not going to go San Francisco. You could go Buffalo and make it a James Cook, Dalvin Cook double bubble.
Well, are you talking about Dalvin Cook still?
Well, I'm just going back. If you're looking at quarterbacks.
I'm talking about the potential for what quarterbacks could be in the playoffs or couldn't be. You could either have Gardner Minshew or C.J. Stroud. You could have Mason Rudolph or Josh Allen. Those are some of the options depending on how these games play out.
Right.
Joe Flacco's in.
He's definitely
in. Flacco, Rudolph. Are we going to have a playoffs with Flacco, Rudolph, and Minshew?
It's very possible.
That's not what the league was hoping for. Who had that trifecta?
And C.J. Beathard, possibly.
Who had that trifecta?
And depending on Trevor Lawrence.
And C.J. Beathard.
C.J. Beathard.
How about that superfecta? All right, it goes Flacco. No, that's a terrible. Bro, who did that? Awesome. Somebody put
Lance. Those of you who just missed it, I mean, we're an hour in. Lance fell again at the Superdome.
That was
on
was
the other
a
night.
Leg by a baseball bat.
You weren't. You weren't.
None of that happened. You just fell down again, like you did the other time.
Well,
there was no purse snatcher
involved. There was a little. There was a little pothole. I just didn't
see. Did anyone else around you? Was everybody tumbling? Like when you come out of the tunnel and they all trip on each other?
When I got up.
Or was it just
was it,
you?
I sat down.
What football coach did that happen to? Was it Venables?
Yeah, it's Venables.
When he got trampled?
I sat down for a second and I contemplated. I made sure I wasn't bleeding anywhere. I'm like, okay, only my knuckle, which is still swollen.
Well, what about your side and
your knee? I made sure it wasn't broken anything like that. And then I went over and looked, like, where did I fall? I had to go to the scene of the crime. Like, what caused me to fall? And it wasn't as big a dip as I was hoping. So that's how I know it was my shoes.
Yeah, it was your shoe.
Super high sole.
It was my shoes. My shoes. That's
in
what
my
it was.
Fell in my shoes got hurt.
In the first hour, he was talking about he was the first guy off those U-boats, Storm and Normandy or whatever those boats are called. He's like he was like the cannon fodder.
Like he was. Who wants to be first?
That's not
off?
Funny to be.
I'm not making fun, but that's how
and you get shot.
That's how he was talking about it.
Who, me or Venable?
You.
We got a break.
I hope other people fell there. We got that's a break. All I can hope for.
I got to talk right now about Doc Linville. And Doc Linville says, here's the deal, people. And you guys have been responding, too, because he said, holy crap, man, you got your people, 975hair.com people. It's unbelievable. They're doing like four a week. You guys are going in there and you're getting your – and it's not just the neo-grafting. It's also where you get the PRP where they stimulate the growth in your hair. And that's relatively – really inexpensive. And yet it's working. The pictures that you see of the guys that are doing this, I'm actually going to go back in there and say, I got the neo-grafting, but I need a little pump up, so I'm going to go get the PRP. And it's just fabulous. But here's the deal. As Doc Linville says – $3.50 for every graft. Okay. And that's multiple hairs, by the way. A graft is multiple hairs, not just one. So here's the deal. It's usually $4. It's $3.50, but it's not lasting. He says, we're putting a time limit on this. You got to do it now. Do it now. If you're looking for the best way to get that hair this new year, this is the perfect time to go. By the time summer gets here, you're going to see it growing in, and it's going to make a huge difference when you're outside by the pool or everything, whatever you're doing. So if you want to get this hair thing going, 975hair.com, 975hair.com.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, home of Odin Finch.
Odin Finch.
I'm Odin Finch.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.